to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Happy birthday, Carl Jung. The famous Swiss psychologist, psychiatrist, and writer was born on this day in 1875. Jung wrote extensively on a number of topics, including alchemy, individuation, and spirituality. One of Jung's famous quotes is this: "Everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves." Okay, can this quote be applied to political parties? I'll try. Here goes. President Obama and Democrats are angry about the persistence and size of wealth inequality in the United States. They claim that the Republican Party represents the side of the economically privileged. Mitt Romney and Republicans are angry about the persistence and size of the federal government. They claim that the Democratic Party represents the side of forces that will raise the taxes of Americans. So how can the irritation with wealth inequality lead Democrats to a better understanding of themselves? The truth is, most Democrats support the American system of market capitalism. The irritation is over the difficulty of reforming markets. Democrats don't want to have an economic system where the federal government owns all the critical means of production. They just want to regulate some markets, maybe even rethink some. Why? Because many of the outcomes that have been produced are unjust and perceived to be unfair to many Americans. Now the other side. So how can the irritation with big government lead Republicans to a better understanding of themselves? The truth is, most Republicans know that the federal government performs many useful functions. The irritation is over the continued growth of it and the amount of taxes that will eventually have to be levied in order to sustain it. Republicans don't want to have an economic system where social Darwinism is embraced everywhere. They just don't want the answer to every societal problem to be a government program. Why? Because the logic of ever-expanding taxes would be hard to stop. Now, Jung also wrote this: "Knowing your own darkness is the best method for dealing with the darknesses of other people." The darkness of Democrats is higher taxes, while the darkness of Republicans is inequality. In their private moments, both parties know this, but don't expect to hear a public acknowledgement by Obama and Romney anytime soon. But hopefully, after the election, more holistic statements will come forward. And if they do, our national politicians just might start governing for the whole nation. Wouldn't that be nice? Thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.